Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to our show today. We are so delighted that you took time out of your day to join us as we do our best to deliver a heaping dose of practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. We really do. We do our best to bring you great programming, so I'm hoping that something that you hear from our show will be great information for you. And for those who may be new, welcome. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. We're always delighted to have new listeners. And, of course, if you have questions, you can dial in at 215-383-3872 and push option 1. You'll be put into the queue for questions. And I say it all the time to my faithful listeners, those of you who've been with me since day one and those of you who've been with me for a long time, oh, I just love you. You are the best. You really are. You hang in there with me every week. Oh, you encourage me. You send me suggestions. And I just love you. And I know I say that all the time, but I just wanted to say again. And to those of you who may not know, my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, was in the Carolinas. He was. He did a workshop seminar, did a fantastic job. I'm still just happy about the results of that. And, oh, by the grace, we may be planning some more events for him. But he will do his best to be with us today. He had to go to court. And, you know, sometimes he gets called unexpectedly, and he has to go. So he is in court right now, but he's going to try his best to make it on the show today. We always like having him on the show. Well, you know, there's a lot going on in our P, and there's a lot going on in the state and in the world. And, of course, you know, I love to get your way in on things. I really, really do. In fact, I was talking to one of my associates on yesterday. Well, actually, you know, this conversation has been coming up quite a bit with people. And I've been telling them what my topic, my next series is going to be. And you already know that because we talked about that a couple weeks as well. And we were talking about the state of affairs of not just our community, but the world. And, wow, I have gotten some interesting comments. And it's almost like, you know, when I share with people the series that we're going to be talking about, we actually talk for so long, and they have such passion for what they're saying. So I'm really delighted about this topic. We are lining up guest as well to speak to this series. And this series, I tell you when the series will end, because I think I will probably be on this one for a minute, simply because I'm passionate about it. There are a lot of people out there that are passionate about it, and you perhaps may be passionate about it. So I just want you to know, if you have any comments or if you would like me to address a specific topic as it relates to, you know, this series, just let me know. You can either call in 215-383-3872, choose option 1, or if you'd like to send me an email, feel free to do that. You can send it to enjoylifeinc.com, and that's the letter N, joylifeinc.com. We're more than happy to take your comments. We really are. And as you know, the mission of the Marketing Pulpit is to build strong businesses in the community in order to put people to work. And I know you probably wonder, how do we do that? Well, I've said it so many times, and I'm going to say it again. We do our best to bring knowledge in the area of sales, branding, business development, industry trends. We also talk a lot about relationships on this show. We really do. We talk a lot about that. So we do our best to bring you great programming or great information. So, again, if you have any topics that you would like us to address, please feel free to let me know. Any topics that you would like for us to address, just let me know. All right? Well, as you know, I am addressing a series. I'm starting a series on the show as it relates to concerns within the community with police brutality against minority black males. And there's a lot of social media activity, dialogue that is taking place. Groups have formed, forums have been established. People are talking about this police brutality with minority males. And it's not just minorities or blacks that are talking. It has sparked the interest of white, Chinese, in fact, other countries are looking at what's taking place. And you know what has been so interesting, and I mentioned to you that I had a conversation with an associate of mine on yesterday. We were talking about the topic of this series, and they made a comment which is very true. We talked about, you know, police brutality, and my associate said, well, you know, this is not new. Police brutality on black males has been taking place for a long time. A long time. And the difference now is that people are now able to use their devices, like their phones, to take pictures, and because social media is so popular and because so many people use social media and because it's so fast, they're able to get the information out to the public, the community. And not only that, but other countries are able to see what's taking place in just a matter of minutes, in just a matter of minutes. So they're saying it's not that it hasn't taken place all along, it's just that people are becoming more aware because people are posting more social media, more pictures, the news, the media, everybody's getting, a lot of people are getting involved. So I mentioned to you that we needed to go a little deeper in our conversation, and when I had the conversation with my associate, we talked about the fact that there are a lot of groups, one in particular that is emerging, and that group is called Black Lives Matter. It is an international activist movement and campaign against violence and systemic racism. And when we were talking about it, when we brought up the group, Black Lives Matter, that movement, as you know, they regularly hold protests against police killings of Black people. But they also address a broader issue as it relates to police brutality, racial profiling, racial inequality in the United States, and the criminal justice system itself. So the movement, Lives Matter movement, or the Black Lives Matter activist movement, really took on almost a life of its own in the shooting death of an African-American teen, Trayvon Martin. And as you know, it became nationally recognized for its street demonstrations following the 2014 death of two African Americans, Michael Brown and Eric Garner, in New York City. So when my associate mentioned the Black Lives Matter, of course, I really believe that the message behind the reason that this activist group formed is of course Lives Matter. And you know, I've said on the show that I believe that all lives matter. But something that when we say that all lives matter, that it's misunderstanding the message of Black Lives Matter. Okay? So I think for me, the message that I want to get across is I don't want to be singled out because I'm a minority. My life is just as important, just as equal as anybody else's life, just like your life is. I don't care if you're red, white, black, blue, purple, green. I don't care what color you are. Your life matters. All lives matter, including Black lives. But I think my concern and my true concern is, why should we treat it or talk as if we're different, or I say anybody's different, whether you're Hispanic, Black, white, it doesn't matter. Why should anybody be treated different because of the color of their skin? No one chose the color of their skin. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit today. Just a little bit today, especially the Black Lives Matter, because it did come up in a conversation. And, of course, that campaign, I mean, wow, they are doing their best to get the message across that, hey, you know what, this brutality is not right, it's got to stop. And so, yeah, the media has gotten involved. Some celebrities have gotten involved. Of course, you know, social media has really had a huge impact. But my premise is all lives matter, and I'll continue to say that. All lives matter. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're black, white, green, like I said before. All lives matter. And until we get to the point where we realize everybody is, we're going to always have issues as it relates to race. And I said some powerful things last week that I hope you listened to. I hope you listened to. And if you didn't, go back and listen to the show. They are archived. They are archived. Go back and take a listen to the show. You can go to Marketing Pulpit. Or you can go to, of course, my webpage. But I was sharing with you that sometimes when people are fearful, when people are intimidated, and that seems to be a premise with police officers as it relates to, you know, the police brutality, people are, when people are threatened, when they feel intimidated, when they feel scared, they act out. And I want you to go back and take a listen to that. But I also think that we have to take a look at our history. We have to take a look at civil rights history. What happened during civil rights? What caused that movement to be so powerful and so successful? Powerful and successful meaning that it not only had the activism of blacks, but there were women, there were children, there were all races of people who were involved in that movement. And what we have to understand is this is not a black problem. This is not a black problem. This is an American issue. When you discriminate against anybody in any country, anywhere, it causes a domino effect of problems and issues. So I want to have a conversation about this brutality, why it's happening, how history shows that when things like this happen, what will happen in the future, what happens to a country when political unrest is a result of racial tension, when community unrest as a result of your leaders, your governments turn their head or they turn away from injustice that's being done to people, whether it's women, whether it's gays or lesbians or transgendered, whether it's Jewish community, whether it's Indians, even whites, even police officers. When wrong is done towards police officers or anybody else, history is wrong. Wrong is wrong. Right? So I want to talk about that. And listen, and I've always said it, and I say it again, if you have questions or you have comments, hey, listen, feel free to dial in. We're open to comments. We're open to questions, or you can send it to us via email, but www.markandpulpit.com, or you can send it to my website, www.angelalifeinc.com, or to my email, or you can call 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this police brutality against minorities, the Black Lives Matter campaign. And what is it that we're going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do to make sure that it doesn't come to our towns and come to our city? We should refuse to live like that. Take a stand. That's right.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us here on the show today. Oh, I always count it a privilege when you take time out of your day to dial in and take a listen to our show. I do. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. We are talking about police brutality against Black minority men. Why is it happening? Why has it happened for so long? And can anything be done about it? Can anything be done about it? Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I find interesting, and oh my goodness, it's being said over and over and over and over again, but it's not being said enough. It's not being shared enough. It's just not. It has been said over and over again that one of the things that's destroying, one of the things that is destroying the minority Black community is the violence that goes on within. The violence, the killing that goes on within that community. And it's true. How can we wage a moral war against those who are hurting, killing minorities when we're doing a lot of it within the community? When people are killing themselves, how do you help? How do you help them? It's a huge issue. It's a huge issue. We talked about fear. One of the reasons that police officers are killing minority black men, fear, intimidation. They're just scared. They're scared of black men. Appears as if the law is turning their backs on it and letting it happen. But things are not always what they seem. They really, really aren't. And like I share with you, it's just a few people who are doing these things, but a lot more people need to speak out against it. But what do we do beyond that? My concern is, what do we talk about beyond, okay, police officers or some police officers, a very few number of police officers are killing black men, but what do we talk about beyond that? Okay, we've seen the pictures, we've heard the dialogue, we've heard that they're doing it. What now? What now? What now? What is the conversation we need to have beyond what we've been hearing that is going to make a difference, not just in the community, but within the walls? How do we prevent things like this from happening? Is it possible to prevent things like this from happening? I think, in my own personal opinion, one of my associates was saying, you know, minorities just want people to respect them and treat them fairly. Well, newsflash, you can't make anybody respect you and treat you fairly. You can't. You can't make them do anything in and of yourself, but you can respect yourself. You can respect yourself. You can learn about your history, your heritage. You can learn about, and I love using this term, can learn about your royal lineage, because you do have one. Do you know about it? Do you know where you come from? Do you know who you are? Do you know how powerful you are? Do you know how incredibly awesome you are? Do you know why people hate you? Why do people hate you? People don't hate things that are equal to them. You know, if we're equal, we're making the same grades, or we're making the same amount of money, or we stand at the same height, you don't intimidate me because we're equal. You only become an intimidation when you are better in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And until minority communities realize how awesome and incredible they are, until they realize how much power they have, until they realize how much power they have, and until you realize that you have more at your disposal in combating brutality, in combating inequality, in combating so many of these issues, you have the power within to do it. Until you realize where you come from, until you understand your past, you will never, ever be able to be as successful in your present and your future. That's where this conversation needs to go. That's where our young people need to hear more of. Yeah, you may not be able to stop a police officer from putting a bullet to your head or shooting you. You may not be able to prevent them from doing that, but you can take charge of your future. Because here's my feeling on it. If you know your past, if you believe in a higher power, life nor death will separate you from your reward. You got to get to the point where you're not afraid of death. Death has no power. We got to teach our people. You can't be afraid. We got to teach blacks, black males, black females, minority women, children, those who are disenfranchised. We've got to teach them that you have a power that you are not even tapping into. And until you tap into that power, you will always be powerless. That's right, I said it. I said it, and I mean it, right here on the Marketing Pulpit, right here on the Marketing Pulpit. That's where our conversation needs to go. Do you recognize your power? And when we come back on our next show, we're going to talk about it. This is a conversation we've got to have beyond what we see. You got the power. You just got to know how to use it. You've been listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I want to thank you so much for joining me here on The Marketing Pulpit. I hope you'll join me next week and bring a friend. Invite a friend to join us as well. This is a conversation we need to have over and over and over again, and we're going to have it right here on The Marketing Pulpit. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And my dad used to tell me, listen, babe, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's exactly what I have done. I will continue to do it. I encourage you to do it, too. And if you keep listening to this show, you will be surrounded by people who are smarter than you are. I'm surrounded by people smarter than me. That's right. So thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful day.